American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Sandy Rios with you, and happy to be. Thank you for joining us in our Fall Share-a-thon. And yes, we will be doing news, even though maybe it might be nice to just skip it for a day, but we won't. Sandy Rios with you, and in studio with me is the president of the American Family Association, Tim Wilman. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm really good. So did people get up early this morning and start giving already?
You know what? In fact, they have. Our early morning folks have called in, and so far, let's see, we have, this is Share-a-thon starting yesterday morning to now. We have received 2,505 pledges. And that's from families for the most part. And we're at $485,000. So close to $500,000. And then last Share-a-thon, I think we ended up with over $2 million at the end of Share-a-thon. And I know for folks that said, well, Tim, that ought to be enough money last year, a couple of years right there. folks, we have 184 radio stations to manage and to keep on the air. So, you know, $2 million is what we need. In fact, we'd like to have more, but we'll be happy with that. So that's where we are so far, Sandy. And folks like Charlotte and Mannequin Sabot, Virginia. Have you ever heard of that? Mannakin, second word, Sabot, Virginia.
I have seen that. There are so many. There's one little town called Disputanta. They have like little bitty town. Remember, there are a lot of British names, right? A lot of Indian names.
So. Well, that's a Indian name. But anyway, I hope I pronounced the town right. Sandra in Mantachie, Mississippi, which is right down the road from where
we are. See, that's normal to you.
Yeah.
Man, that's no big deal, right. Mantachie, Mississippi.
Linda in Windsor, North Carolina. Angela in Ruston, Louisiana. And Lisa in Montgomery, Texas. Just some of the folks who've called in the last little bit.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you.
And if you haven't called in, the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net if you don't. Now, I think you should call because we've got some great call screeners in the other room, and they're working really hard, and they come from all over the country just to volunteer their time to answer the phone. Some of them are staff at AFA, and others are just people who listen just like you, who want to help in different ways. It's kind of cool. In fact, it's very cool. And so it's kind of a team family thing.
That's a word that's lasted a few decades now, hasn't it? Cool?
Cool, yeah, since
at least
the 60s.
Would have been uncool by now to use the word cool, but it's not. It's 70s, 80s, 90s.
It's
here we are
true.
Today.
That's a long term. Wow. That's a very good observation, Tim.
That's
Wilman.
Why I'm here, Sandy. You know? That's why I'm your sidekick this morning.
You know what? Speaking of money, you know, you said last year we made $2 million in the Share-a-thon, and I'm sure you have a goal in your head for this, and some people do think that's a lot of money. Of course, an organization like this takes millions to run. You've got huge staff.
Don't remind me. Almost, don't remind me.
Almost, almost 200 radio stations and all of those things. But that reminds me of a news story. I don't know if you saw this, but George Soros, who is the Hungarian billionaire. He's an American citizen now, but he's a socialist leftist. He's really the enemy of the faith. He's the enemy of all the things that we fight for. He is through various entities. He supports most of everything that's trying to undermine and destroy the country. I remember him saying back when George W. Bush was running for president that he would spend every penny that he had to destroy George Bush, and he tried, actually. Well, now he's doing the same against whatever the conservative resurgence that has sort of taken place under President Donald Trump. So George Soros just this week transferred, Tim, $18 billion to his foundation. His foundation is Open Society. Open Society is kind of the heartbeat of the left, and they fund things like Antifa. They fund Media Matters. They fund, the list is really endless, and I don't want to misspeak. But let me just say almost every entity, and there are just lists and lists and lists of them. Evangelicals for Immigration Reform, the Immigration Table, I think they call it. He funds that. He funds the religious left. I mean, he's totally an atheist. His father was a Nazi. He was a German Jew who corroborated with the Nazis. That's George Soros's background. So now he's got $18 billion more dollars that he's just put into open society to fuel and fund more of the activities that are coming against organizations like the American Family Association, who we're trying to raise $2 million just for this time. And it puts it in perspective, Tim.
You know, he's a capitalist who's a communist?
I mean, oh yes, for the communists, the Politburo, they always had money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is for the other people that not to have money and to be equal and to get all the same
salary.
George
Soros really is the financial backbone of the left.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's where they get a lot of their money.
Absolutely, just one man.
Okay.
You know, anything that's anti. Anything that supports
God, Andy God,
undermining marriage, right. Supporting all kinds of abortion, anything that is opposed to the biblical standards, he's all about. He's a really wicked dude, and so here he is. He's got $18 billion, and so
did
I
you
think
say B?
Billion, $18 billion
that he's going to put into.
He just transferred to his foundation to use for all of these other purposes. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a never-ending story. You know, George Soros has single-handedly destroyed the economies of two different nations. He went after the stock market in England, and there was one other country. Can't remember which one it was, but he manipulates. And some people, Tim, believe that, okay, this, now I can't corroborate, I can't confirm this.
Right.
But some people believe that George Soros' fingerprints were on that 2008 stock market bottom, fell out of everything, crashed. That really probably paved the way for Barack Obama to become president. So I don't know that, but we do know he has certainly been very successful doing tanking other national money markets because he manipulates stocks. He has the kind of money that can do that. And, you know, under Barack Obama, he made a ton of money. He got a lot of offshore business. I believe it was in Brazil. This is just one thing that I happen to know about.
Right.
He got favoritism under the Obama administration. He was given rights to do certain things that made more money for him. So this is how it works, Tim. The left is funded in incredible ways. And that's why, honestly, but, you know, our God doesn't need George Soros' money. But it needs his people. God, we need God's people to rise up and give what they can. God can do more with the widow's mite and the $5 or $10 that somebody can afford to give. He can stretch that and make that a powerful amount of money we don't have to have. Soros thinks he can buy everything, but he can't because he can't buy God's people. And so we need your help, and we're going to be really good stewards of the money that you do send.
Amen.
And so if you haven't—
and George Soros probably won't be calling in a pledge would be my guess. We're going to have to count on everybody else to do a little bit more.
Yeah, and you know what? Who wants his money?
Duly noted.
Who wants his money? But, you know, God, you know, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes. It's a fearsome thing, what, to stand in the face of an almighty God. It's what's that scripture, something to that effect. And I think that that's what George Soros is going to have to face, and he's not a young man.
We've about burned up our time that we can use on George Soros today. Here on AFR, because we don't want to talk about him all day, but I got to ask you one question: what motivates this guy? Really, what is it? What does he have a bad childhood experience in America, or what's the deal with him?
I don't think that that's the answer, Tim. I mean, I can't. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, who can knows the mind?
Why
of
does
someone?
He want to bring down
his
this
father?
Country?
He's from a Jewish atheistic background. His
right.
Dad cooperated against his own Jews, his own family of Jews, with the Nazis.
Right.
That's his background. So, like father, like son, I guess.
Yeah.
He came to America. He became an American citizen because I guess it was good for him.
Yeah.
But he has no loyalty, and he's made it very clear that his goal is to destroy the America as we know it. And he's been actually very successful.
Yeah, well, we need to be aware of that and be aware of him. And you said he just transferred. The reason you brought this up is it's in the news. He transferred billions of dollars. I guess he's going to use it in politics and try
sure.
to bring down some of their conservative politicians.
Yeah, and entities and organizations. You know, it's all it's the fight against free speech.
Yeah.
It's creating hate categories like by the SPLC labels us and FRC and other organizations. It's using. It's very clever. It's all very well thought out. Some of it is using the techniques of the Marxists to manipulate media in order to target and destroy certain entities. And
I've just always wondered what his. I mean, I've read about him, known about him, ever you know, but I just never know what his core disagreement is with America, especially with our traditions. And I mean, I guess you've explained it. In terms of his family history, where he's coming from, but I just don't know because this guy's driven. I mean, you talk about giving billions and billions of dollars to fund the political left in this country to destroy the traditions, to destroy the Republican Party. I mean, I guess he wants to turn it into some kind of socialist or communist country.
State.
And I just don't know. You know, somebody who would do that, man, he's got some deep-seated issues. You know, they would give that kind of money. To do that kind of thing. So.
But you think about it, Tim. I mean, the world is filled with George Soros, and not with his money.
Yeah.
But that's why communism has such a root and has still survived after these many decades, thriving, in fact, and now finding its new voice in a violent movement called Antifa. So.
But you think about it, a secular, well, you call him a Jewish atheist. That's his family history. He's Jewish by
birth,
but an atheist. That's almost an oxymoron, isn't it? A Jewish atheist?
Oh, there are lots of Jewish atheists. They've done some of that. The ACLU is filled with Jewish atheists.
Yeah.
And they are very proudly Jewish, but they do not consider their Jewish identity to be religious.
Yeah.
that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I know. But it's he does hate God in his heart.
Yes.
The God of the Bible, because no one is... An atheist gets up in the morning or lives their life looking towards what? What really? Nothing, right?
All right, except
nothing.
Tim, I guess that in many ways, to me, that always explains the difference between Christians slash conservatives. They're not the same necessarily, as we both know, and liberals slash atheists. Because they live for today. That's why they fight so hard. That's why they never quit. And because they feel that when they breathe their last breath, this is it. So they make the most of it. And they manipulate circumstances because they think this is all there is. And Christians and slash conservatives believe in God. And they trust him. And they don't try to manipulate every event in their own lives and in the world because they believe that there's a God who's sovereign.
You would just think atheists wouldn't be motivated by much of anything at all because we are nothing, we're going nowhere, and there's no purpose or meaning to life.
So
you see what I'm saying?
Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. That's the
thing George about Soros is eat, drink, and be merry, and bring down America.
Yeah, well, that's his sport, and that's the sport. It's all, you know, in communism, Marx said, it's always the struggle. That's what it's all about. The struggle is what they enjoy.
Yeah,
it's the fights in the streets. It's turning people. It's the strife. It's the angst. That's what they live for. And so, you know, I always think, you know, they don't understand who their real father is. Their father is the father of lies, and that really describes Satan, who sets people against each other and loves strife. And so they're just manifesting that this is a spiritual battle.
Our friend Frank Turek, Dr. Frank Turek, he says about atheists, he says... What they're really saying is, I don't believe in God, and I hate him. That's what they're really saying. They're really saying, I don't believe in God, and I hate him. Because most people are angry at the God of the Bible for some reason while claiming to be an atheist.
Yeah, it's true.
So why don't we just pray for George Soros to get saved? Huh?
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be a mighty testimony.
That would be. All right. Well, this is Sandy Rios along with Tim Wireman, president of the American Family Association. We're down here in Tupelo. We've got this great group of people ready to take your calls. So, are you ready? The phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. And if you can't do $18 billion, we'll be happy with what you can do.
Sure.
Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Hi, this is Fred Jackson, news director here at American Family Radio and for OneNewsNow.com. You know, in the journalism business, we ask our reporters when they're doing interviews to kind of focus on five major questions: who, what, why, where, and when. Now, the most important of those five, I think, and what makes us stand out from other news services, is when we ask the question, why? Why are things the way they are in our country today? Unlike other news services, our source of truth is God's Word. That's why we need you right now to continue to support us more than ever before. Our country needs the truth, the absolute truth that comes from God's Word. And that is what we do and strive to do on a daily basis with your help. So we hope that you will continue to support our mission to educate and motivate and bring this country back to God.
I listen to American Family Radio pretty much every single day, especially when I'm riding, driving to college an hour and a half away. Recently, I have gained guardianship of my two younger sisters from my mom, who was a sole custodian. She mentally abused us for many years. And when I listen to American Family Radio, God always talks to me through y'all. I don't know how he does it. Well, I mean, he can do anything, but I usually end up in tears because of how amazing it is what, you know, y'all say, the pastors that come on, and they say that basically you can get through anything and God wants you where you are now, even though you might not like it. So I gave up my life as in college and my friends, and I decided to take a stand, and God told me to do that through y'all. So I just wanted to thank you. Y'all have done a lot for me, and God's going to use you for a lot of other people. So thanks, y'all. Bye.
Remember, with a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you both a 10-pack of Keep Christ in Christmas AFA wristbands and a copy of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent Episode 3. Phone lines are open. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. And thank you for supporting American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's Sandy Rios in the morning. Sandy is here in studio with us. We're so glad to have her join us live and in person Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of Share-a-thon. She's usually at her other studio. So Sandy's in studio with us. We're going to go back to her in the news in just a minute. But let me just say, it is her in the news, right? Not she in the news?
I hope not.
Huh? I don't know.
Keep me out of the news.
That always she in the news, her in the news, the her she thing. Which pronoun to use? Their English teacher's driving to school right now.
Well, it is either she or her. I guarantee you, it's not he
okay.
or him.
I'll just say this
in case you'd wondered.
Okay, we're going to get back to Sandy in the news in just a moment. I think that'll work. How about that? But it's Share-a-thon, folks. Let me just, as president of the ministry, let me just say this. First of all, God bless you. You've already called in a pledge or sent your pledge in the mail or gone online and made a pledge. Thank you so much. If you're part of the 2,570 families that are supporting American Family Radio already, and many of you I know are going to call today, or some of you maybe are planning to call tomorrow, if you haven't considered giving to American Family Radio and you listen to our ministry, let me just say this. We don't ask for money, but 6 days out of 365 days a year. So we don't, you know, we're not one of those Christian ministries that's always having a fire sale or going out of business or support us now or, you know, we're gonna have to stop tomorrow or anything like that. But as my dad used to say, we treat you like adults, and we're just telling you that this is not free. American Family Radio, you don't have to insert a credit card when you get in your car to listen to us, but we're not free. It's American Family Radio. Cost a lot of money to own and to operate and to keep on the air. We have engineers who travel the country, keeping our stations up and going. And it's a spiritual battle as well, because you know we stand for the God of the Bible and for His truth and righteousness. And those things that Jesus said would come under attack because we stand for Jesus Christ. So all those factors are at play here. So when we tell you we need your help, we do need your help. We won't be back again till April to ask again. So we're passing the offering plate and trusting and asking you, if you believe in this ministry and what we're doing, you're thankful for American Family Radio, and you want us to stay on the air, then we need you to give to us to help make that possible. How's that? I'll just say that. And let me give the phone number here. And so if you want to participate with us, you want to call in and make a gift and be as generous as you can, here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. I'll give it again, 877-616-2396. Or go to our website, afr.net, afr.net. We have phone volunteers who are here. As Sandy said earlier, many of them have driven in from around the country. We met a couple from Minnesota yesterday, a man from Indiana. We met another gentleman from Brandon, Mississippi. Those are just folks I met in the hall yesterday who are here helping us answer the phones for American Family Radio's Share-a-thon. And want to thank all those folks and all the people who've already called in. God bless you. We appreciate you and thank you for standing with us. And we would ask that you please remember us in your prayers as well. So this is Tim Wildman with Sandy Rios in the morning. And we're just delighted to have Sandy part of our team each morning as she brings you up to date with what's going on in the world. Some of it's good, a lot of it's not. But what's the old saying? You got to tell the good, bad, and the ugly, Sandy? Is that what it is?
Sounds. I think it should be a saying. If it isn't,
yeah. Unless you're Joel Osteen.
What?
Unless you're Joel Osteen, in which case you just tell the good, and the good.
You know what? I just was thinking.
I'm not against Joel Osteen. Please don't call me and say I'm just having fun with that. Okay.
That reminds me, Tim, when you were saying we only ask twice a year and we don't beg. I was thinking, years ago, do you remember Oral Roberts saying that he had a vision of like a 30-foot Jesus?
Yeah, I remember
who
that.
Who said that he was going to die if they didn't raise however many million it was to build something.
Yeah.
And he did. I don't think they made their goal. And he did not die.
Oral Roberts had a great career in many ways, but that was not his. That was not his finest moment.
And
right
so
there.
I guess as your friend and employee, I would suggest him, you not threaten that. Okay.
Okay.
Because we need you. And
okay.
You know,
well, I was going to have a meeting about that this morning, but we'll just cancel that idea. So don't do that, you're saying?
Don't do that.
Okay.
That's not a good
approach,
I don't think.
Okay, we'll look at the other options then. Okay.
Oh, you know what? We just appreciate so much your listening. I can't tell you how much it means to hear your voices back to us when we open the phone lines and we talk or we hear email or get Facebook posts. And then especially during Share-a-thon when you call in and express what American Family Radio has meant to you. And so here is one of our listeners, and as soon as we hear this, there's a news story that I want to share with Tim that I think is probably the most important story of the cycle. So, but first, a listener.
This is Iris from Texas calling, and I want to thank American Family Radio for keeping me abreast of the news from a Christian worldview, for their heart for the world, for the lost, for missions. For America. I love Brian Fisher's show and Sandy Rios in the morning and today's issues. Tony Perkins and Washington Watch has changed my life and given me words to speak into the culture that I live around to make a difference. God bless every staff member for all that you do for us.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's very moving to hear that. And so because American Family Radio means so much to you, we're asking you to help us so that we can stay on the air. And if you'd like to do that, it's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Proclaiming God's faithfulness. Tim, an incredible story broke just yesterday. You know, we have spent, the last almost a year with this whole notion that somehow the Russians colluded with the Trump campaign to make him president. And so we've gotten to the point where a special counsel, Robert Mueller, was appointed, and he has been hiring attorneys left and right, most of them donors to the Democratic Party. He has now, because we've heard nothing about any kind of collusion or any evidence of any, He's now looking into the Trump finances. In fact, Forbes just reported yesterday that Trump's net worth has really gone down by several million since he's been president. So he's taking a hit financially. It's the price he's paying for being the president right now. All right, so here's all this business about the Russians colluding with the Trump campaign, and yet there's no evidence. But this is what we do know. As of an investigative report by Sarah Carter with Sirica News, Sirica is a part of Sinclair Broadcasting, we know now that there is a committee on foreign investment. And what they do, Tim, is they review, they make the decision about whether things that belong to America, whether it's companies or financial interests, can be sold to foreign governments. They review the circumstances, they kind of look at the national security issues, and they make those decisions. Well, back in 2010, they decided, for some reason, that they would allow Russia to take possession of 20% of America's uranium supply. Now, there's a lot more detail than that, but that's the bottom line. And so that on its face, now, you know, uranium is the part of what is, it's the natural element, it's necessary for a nuclear bomb. So it's a little strange. Okay, so we think, why would that be a good idea? Why would this committee decide that Russia should have 20% of America's uranium so that they can continue to develop their nuclear program? Why would we do that? Well, we find out that on that committee is, at the time, was Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State at the time, Attorney General Eric Holder, also on that committee, and Tim Geithner, Treasury Secretary. We all remember Timothy Geithner. The three of them, plus the rest of the Committee on Foreign Investment, decided it would be a good idea to sell Russia, to allow Russia to buy this company that would give them 20% of our uranium supply. So then we know, this is the new part, we find out that the FBI, 15 months before that decision was made, had begun an investigation into the Russian entities who were had set up base. One company was in Maryland, and what they were doing was they were bribing American companies. They were doing no-bid contracts for, this is complicated, for kickbacks. And they would put, the kickbacks would be in offshore accounts. So some were in Switzerland, some were in islands. And among those things, arrangements those Russians made, strangely enough, were several hundred thousand dollars to Bill Clinton for speaking fees, and millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. So the FBI was investigating this. And you might be interested to know, well, who at the FBI would have known this? Well, this investigation started under Robert Mueller. It continued under James Comey. And other names come up. The agent over the investigation was Rod Rosenstein, who is now the Assistant Attorney General charged with investigating the Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. So here we have Rod Rosenstein. Oh, and then the other character in this is another name, Andrew McCabe, who's been the acting FBI director now for several months. Andrew McCabe, Rod Rosenstein, Bob Mueller, James Comey, Eric Holder, Mrs. Clinton, all knew that the Russians were involved in bribery and kickback in order to get the uranium supply. We also know that this committee handed it to them, gave it to them. Mrs. Clinton just happened to be on it, and the Clinton Foundation just happened to get millions of dollars from the same entity, and Bill Clinton just happened to get hundreds of thousands of dollars in speaking fees. The FBI was investigating this, and not a peep. The Justice Department issued, the Russians were, reached a plea deal. I think four different people were charged. The charges were reduced. They were able to plead down to like one charge, and it was never made public. There was one little blurb that came out a year after the plea agreement from the Justice Department that someone tracked down that's just very nebulous. So let me repeat. The Russians colluded with American interests to take ownership of 20% of our uranium, and they did it through bribery and corruption. And it just happened that the Clintons got hundreds of thousands of dollars from the same entity, and so did the Clinton Foundation get millions of dollars, Mrs. Clinton is on the committee that makes that decision to give them the rights to the uranium, as is Eric Holder and these characters. So it makes you wonder, Tim.
Where are you reading this?
Well, there's two sources.
Where can people read it? Do you have it at your Facebook page?
I will put it. Okay, I haven't yet.
That people need to read this.
There are two stories that I would like to post, and Adam will post them. I'm sure he will.
Okay.
One of them is Sarah Carter in Circa. She's the one who actually did all this reporting. And it's called A Russian Nuclear Firm Under FBI Investigation Was Allowed to Purchase U.S. Uranium Supply. The second one is in The Hill, and it is written by John Solomon, and it's the FBI Uncovered Russian Bribery Plot Before Obama Administration Approved Controversial Nuclear deal with Moscow. It's complex. It's horrible, Tim. Honestly. Talk about Russian collusion. Is this Russian collusion?
Mm-hmm. When does this
anybody
go back
think?
To? What year
this,
did this go
The
back
investigation
to?
Started in 2009.
Now, what you described, and I listened intently there for a couple, 3 minutes. You did a great job of describing the whole scenario. That sounds illegal to me. And it sounds like it needs to be investigated by the FBI, the current FBI, Attorney General Jeff Sessions and others. I know that sounds like much more serious an issue to me than anything than the so-called Russian collusion with President Trump, which is seems to be going nowhere, doesn't have any traction or any legs. And so, do you think anything will come of this? Or, and secondly, maybe you don't know the answer to this question. It doesn't seem right to me that a Secretary of State, for example, or any of these other people you mentioned who were not in the legislature at the time, right? By legislature, I mean United States Congress, could sign off or approve selling uranium 20%. Did you say 20% of our the USA's uranium to Russia?
Yes.
Right? Mm. It doesn't say you have a natural resource like that that's extremely valuable. You're telling me that four or five people, unelected, Secretary of State's not elected, can make that happen. That, and again, that just sounds like something to me that would have to be approved by Congress. But
Look, if you had a Secretary of State and a Secretary of the Treasury and an Attorney General who really were public servants, they have the authority. You'd think that they would look at the legal issues. They'd look at the financial issues. The Treasurer, Secretary of State would be looking at the national security issues. And they would be looking out for America's interests.
Right.
The point is that they did not.
Right.
They were not. America has been, we have become so corrupt. Our leaders are so corrupt that they have enriched themselves to the detriment of the security of the United States. I think
was there ever any investigation? Has there been any investigation into the Clinton Foundation and all this kind of thing?
No, not to my knowledge. You know, the FBI was all over it, remember? Yeah, so think about this, Tim.
No, James I don't remember. Comey, when was that?
Oh, James Comey was, you know, led us to believe that they were investigating all this. I haven't seen. And the Congress is just feckless.
Are we talking about the same James Comey that we now know was writing the letter to get Hillary Clinton off the hook before he ever interviewed her?
That's right. In the spring of May.
Oh, my word.
In the May, the spring before, he's writing a memo about how to exonerate her before he's done, what, the 15 at least in witness investigations and before he's ever interrogated her. And he interrogates her not under oath, Tim, and they don't tape it.
Yeah.
It's James Comey who released her assistant's laptops and never went into them, let them keep them.
Trey Gowdy's all over this, though.
Yeah, hope so.
Did you hear that yesterday? He was saying
so.
Call James Comey back in. I don't know. I say all over it. I hope something will be done about these things. But, man, you're talking about people in very high positions of power. And
see, the point, Tim, that has to be made is the Republicans have been in charge.
Right.
They could have been holding hearings. They could have done something. And I know repeatedly they have. Paul Ryan doesn't want to investigate this stuff. The IT scandal with the Pakistani brothers. Paul Ryan, the speaker, has said he doesn't want to do that investigation because the election's coming up. But it's just too complicated and messy. So
we'll see what Attorney General Jeff Sessions has to say about
all this. Yeah, we will. And we just hope that he can pray for him. Right. It is the energy and the wherewithal. Absolutely. All right, so this is Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396.
For 40 years, the American Family Association has been here to inform, equip, and activate people like you to strengthen the moral foundations of America.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah with Turning Point. I hope you'll join me in congratulating my friends as they celebrate their 40th year of ministry. May God continue to be their strength and shield and give them many more years of building up believers and giving aid to the church around the world.
This is David and Margaret from Humble, Texas. We listen to AFR for the past 2 or 3 years now. We so enjoy the truth, the news that we hear on the station that you don't hear elsewhere. We enjoy the Bible study and the sermons that we hear. We enjoy the events that AFR puts on from time to time that we attended locally. We enjoy the encouragement, the connectivity with other Christians, and also ways to get involved for God's glory. And we are so thankful for that.
The American Family Association has existed for 40 years due to the faithfulness of God. As He is faithful, may we be faithful. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sandy Rios in the Morning. I'm not Sandy. Sandy is here in studio with us here at American Family Radio. We're excited to have Sandy with us yesterday, today, and tomorrow for our fall share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. By Sandy's not here typically. She's in another studio away from Tupelo. Yeah, that sounds like a country song, doesn't it? In another studio away from Tupelo.
Away from Tupelo. It's me.
Maybe Johnny Cash or somebody like that would have sung that. But she's here in studio with us. And we're having our share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. That means we need to raise our money, the money that we need to operate the ministry. So that's just plain and simple. That's what we're doing these 3 days. And so if you can help us and be as generous as you can, let me give the phone number again to call us, because we have folks standing by. Actually, they're sitting down. They're going to take your phone calls. And they're listeners just like you from around the country who've come here to help us answer the phones. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Please, again, be as generous as you can. Help us. We need to keep American Family Radio going and on the air and strong and expanding even. 877-616-2396 is our number. On the internet, you can find us at AFR.net, AFR.net. So, Sandy, what we were talking about a few moments ago, those stories I asked you about, you've put those on your Facebook page?
Yes, the story of the Russian collusion.
Yes.
To take 20% of our America's uranium supply in exchange for briberies to American entities. And the Clintons themselves were enriched by that deal, and Mrs. Clinton was front and center in the committee that made that decision. So,
you know, when Donald Trump, and I know he had now President Trump, candidate Trump, he had his way with words. I didn't always agree with how he framed everything. But I got to be honest, after this story after story after story, to use the expression crooked Hillary is pretty accurate.
It absolutely is. Huh?
I mean, I know, you know, I mean, really, and I want to be fair, but my goodness, it's story after story after story where the Clintons are involved in things that maybe they can't be proven illegal. Maybe there's too many powerful people in between them and being prosecuted, but it sure smells to high heaven.
Tim, you may or may not remember that Mrs. Clinton, as a young graduate, new attorney, served on the Watergate committee to convict Richard Nixon. And when she was serving on that committee, she actually stole files and ended up being fired from that. She has, her corruption goes back to her early days. You know, Saul Alinsky was her mentor. Saul Alinsky worked with the Chicago mob bosses to learn how to do to do things illegally, whatever it took to win. And, of course, he wrote Rules for Radicals, and he dedicated it to Lucifer. He was a really bad guy. And she learned at his, she trained at his knee. So she's been, this has been her life.
You remember they were, this always goes back to that Whitewater thing, but I remember the court, I believe it was, I think I got my story right, had subpoenaed the records from the Rose Law Firm that she, while she was, you know, they were investigating that whole, the Whitewater, was it real estate?
Real estate.
Yeah. Anyway, they never did. They found the Rose Law, they found those records that had been subpoenaed in the White House like a year after they had been subpoenaed, which they, you know, they said they couldn't produce, they couldn't find them. I guess they found them in some boxes when they moved from Little Rock.
I think they were in an office, a small, next to like the Oval.
But it just sounded so, I'm just saying, it just sounded comical. It sounded unbelievable. Oh, we got these really important documents, and, well, they've been gathering dust in a box over, you know, in the basement of the White House. We just found them. Shazam.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know, one of those corruption scandals with them, do you remember this? One of them, I don't remember which one. They found all these records in the trunk of someone's car. It was a tornado, and somehow the car ended up, you remember that, Rob? And yeah, so, but you know, she's innocent all the time, innocent. Can I give an announcement?
You sure can.
The good folks at Goochland, you heard of that? That's in Virginia. And
right.
Goochland Tea Party is one of my favorite groups in this country.
That's outside of Richmond.
They should be the model for when people want to know what to do with their community.
Right.
And turn it around. Goochland is the model. Well, they've asked me to come and speak. Congressman Dave Bratt will be there, and it's a week from Thursday night at Goochland High School.
Okay.
So, and it's a free event, and so I'm just here to tell you.
Let me see that. Is that how you spell it?
Yes, that's how you spell it.
That's your phonetic way of spelling
it. No, that's how you spell
it. So they probably have a website, I would guess, or a Facebook page.
You know, it's on our Facebook page, the information.
So Sandy will be in Richmond, VA.
I don't know what time it is. Adam, can you see?
Sandy will be speaking in Richmond, VA at the Goochland.
7 o'clock.
Goochland Tea Party, is that what they call it?
It's the Goochland Tea Party, but it will be at Goochland High School.
Okay.
Auditorium, and Congressman Dave Bratt will be there.
Folks who live in the Richmond area know what you're talking about. They know where you're talking about.
They're getting ready for a big election, and so they're ramping up to do what they can to save their community. And which reminds me, Tim, you know, Justice Roy Moore spoke at American Family Association luncheon at Values Voter Summit.
Did a great job.
And so it caught my eye today that a Fox News poll is showing that he is tied with the Democratic candidate, Doug Jones, according to this Fox News poll. And the special election is December the 12th.
Right.
So that's an interesting development. Of course, there are people that are really happy about this that will be thrilled if Justice Moore is defeated, and that would be the Democrats. And it also would be the Karl Roves, the Never Trumpers, the people that hate Steve Bannon. The people that hate AFA probably.
Yeah,
you know,
Judge Roy Moore is a great American patriot. Let me just say that, and he loves God, and nobody can quote scripture and the Constitution like Judge Roy Moore. Well, maybe Abe Hamilton and Brian Fisher, but other than that, Judge Roy Moore would be right there at the top of my list, who I would want to trust. They're going to come after him. Now, this is a Republican state. By this, I mean Alabama is a Republican state, so he's favored to win, as he should be. I'm talking about Roy Moore in terms of it's a tradition. This is Jeff Sessions' seat. But because the left and George Soros and people like that are going to come after Roy Moore with all kind of negative advertising, try to smear him. Of course, he's been through it for, 30 years now? He's used to that kind of those kinds of attacks. You never like them anyway, but he's used to those kinds of attacks. But the Democrat's name is Doug Jones. That's the gentleman who's running against Roy Moore. And according to the Fox News poll, you decided it's a neck and neck race right now. So we just say that to say this: the people in Alabama who are listening to us don't need to take it for granted that that Roy Moore is going to win without any help. You need to. That's just what we're saying. That this might be closer than has traditionally been in Alabama between a Republican and a Democrat for the reasons we mentioned, because they're going to try to attack Judge Roy Moore. And the Republican establishment, as you say, you know, they don't look forward to his arrival.
By the way,
on Capitol Hill either.
They're not helping him at all.
The
Mitch McConnell forces are not doing anything to help Justice.
Well, they need to because they need a Republican.
No, but they don't want him to win because that would, you see, they're afraid. They're scared to death of this race. Remember that Lindsey Graham said, if Justice Moore wins, the rest of us are in big trouble because they worry about the incumbents being able to maintain their seats.
Right.
And the fact
they
need
to worry.
Yes. Okay, but
a little worry's healthy.
Yeah. So they spent millions of dollars to try to get a Justice Moore defeated, and
right.
So I'm looking for all kinds of untoward things to happen in Alabama that would
right.
throw the advantage to.
When is that special election? December the what?
December the, I think it was the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens there. But pray for Judge Roy Moore. He did speak at our luncheon at the Values Voters Summit last week, and hopefully we're going to get that and play it and play his speech on our Today's Issues program.
Yeah. Tim, let me just I see lots of our sweet phone answerers sitting there because we haven't given the number, so we need to get them busy.
Let's get the number, get them answering
the
phone.
All right, listen, if you haven't called in, here's the phone number. I will slow down. My husband says I need to slow down. He's right. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I'm actually looking through the window. I want to see if those phones start ringing. I'm just looking because it's kind of fun.
People make donations. Yeah. If you want to make a donation to our Share-a-thon, yeah, call in now because we have some people available to take your phone calls.
They're actually getting up and eating donuts and things. So, I mean, let's put them to work.
That's just not right.
There's something wrong with that. 877-616-2396 is the number. 877-616-2396. If you haven't called yet, I hope that you will. Don't wait till the last minute. Tim, you off the air, you asked me a follow-up question about that earlier story, which I think is the biggest story of the day. And you pointed out that James Comey, the timing of his leaking his memos to the New York Times. You want to pick up with that?
Well, we were just talking about that whole list of characters you mentioned. Right? You know, that's a political thriller right there. Uh-huh. That's somebody could, you know the old saying, truth stranger than fiction?
Yes.
Isn't that what the saying
yes.
is? Yes. I think this fits with this whole story you've been talking about, naming all those characters. And but then it was discovered that we talked earlier about it, it's been discovered now that former FBI Director James Comey evidently was writing some kind of exoneration of Hillary Clinton prior to even interviewing her.
Or the other witnesses. A dozen witnesses.
Has James Comey responded about that today?
No, they're trying to call him back.
Yeah.
Because he said under oath that he was asked under oath if he had made that decision to exonerate her before he interviewed her, and he denied it. But now they have it in writing that he was planning on doing.
What was the other issue I was talking to you about?
The other issue was that he leaked his written notes
right.
to his buddy
he
to leak
to
him
that.
To the New York Times, and he did it because he said he wanted them to appoint a special prosecutor. So now here, hang on a second.
Yeah.
So I was hoping they would appoint a special prosecutor because the Russian collusion with the Trump, you know,
right.
campaign is so
right.
serious. So Rod Rosenstein, okay, hold on. Jeff Sessions had recused himself.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Rosenstein was the guy in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So Rod then appoints Jim Comey's really good friend, Bob Mueller.
To
investigate the Russian collusion, remembering that Bob Mueller was the FBI director when the Russian collusion over the uranium actually happened with the Clintons and others, and then passed that off to James Comey. The investigation was continuing under Comey. So Rosenstein was the guy who led that investigation of the Russian collusion on the uranium. And then McCabe, who's been running the FBI after Comey was fired, was also involved in that. So it's kind of like, Tim, the fox guarding the hen house.
You think?
So the only outsider is Attorney General Sessions.
Yeah.
Who has recused himself and has
right.
nothing to do with that. So here's all these other players pretending as though there's collusion with Trump the Trump campaign and the Russians, knowing full well there was real collusion over the sale of 20% of our uranium, cooperated, and the investigation was hidden from us as Americans. Mm-hmm. They set on that. So I think they're protecting themselves. I think this is absolutely the most rotten.
So you think Attorney General Jeff Sessions sort of out there by himself?
Absolutely, yeah. I do.
Okay.
Yes, the answer is yes.
In terms of, you know, he's not going to get any much help on this.
No.
Besides he and the president. You're listening to Sandy wasn't making it. That was good. You remembered all those names. You got it all right. People can read about this, right?
But we put both the articles on our Facebook page. Tim, we probably should. We have these great listener
let's
stories.
Hear one.
And let's pause for a second. Many of you listen.
Let's hear from James Comey. He's a listener. Let's hear. No, he's not.
Rod Rosenstein. We've got Rod Rosenstein on the line. Okay, we have a few questions, sir.
Okay.
All right. So, no, we have a listener who loves AFR, and this is what they have to say.
This is Dave from Hammond, New York. I'm a truck driver out here, and I see a lot of stuff. I know there's a lot of temptation out here, a lot of trials, some tribulations, and plenty of traffic. And I love American Family Radio Talk Network because of all the great shows that come on with some great Bible teachers. And I do like today's issues as well. Brian Fisher's got a great show. Sandy Rios, I just like it all. But AFR, keep it up. Check is in the mail because my wife and I are supporters of AFR, even though we can't get it up in northern New York. I can pick it up on the road when I'm traveling. So God bless AFR and all you do. Give my best to Abraham Hamilton III and the rest of the crew.
What's his name?
Mr. Wildman, you got a good bunch there.
Well, bless your heart, brother. That was so kind.
That's old Dave. Dave, Trucker Dave. He calls in all the time.
I love that.
He's a great listener and supporter.
You know, we should say, Tim, on a practical level, you can get American Family Radio anywhere, everywhere across the globe. All you have to do is download the app. It's AFR Talk, meaning an app. It's an app for your phone, an app for your computer, but you can carry your phone around. You can get a Bluetooth speaker. You can play it in your house, wherever you are. My husband and I travel a lot. And so you can get it anywhere, wherever you are in the world, AFR Talk. You don't have to be where there's a station, and there's 200 of them, but we're not limited to that anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of technology.
Yeah, just download the app for American Family Radio on your phone or your iPad or similar device. And if you don't know how to do that, just ask your grandkid to do it for you.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Just ask your grandkid.
And don't let them move to Scotland because it's very inconvenient to get their help with the app.
That's right. Yours moved to Scotland. That's right. But a 9-year-old knows how to download an app. So if you're intimidated by that word, get them to do it. And then you listen to AFR. Very simple. Just click on a button on your phone. Boom, AFR anywhere in the world as long as you got high-speed internet.
Tim, how are we doing here? We've got 30 seconds left.
We 30 seconds left. We are, let me go back up here and see. We are 2,752 pledges since Charathon started. Praise the Lord for all our friends who called in. That's 2,752 families. $514,000 so far. Hopefully we'll get to $2 million by tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That's our goal, and we'd love to get there. But thank you, everyone who's called in so far. And Sandy, it's been a delight.
Thank you, Tim.
To spend the last hour with you,
even if it is bad
news. Not all good news, but hey, you know, that's the world, right?
Well, listen, it's my pleasure, Tim. And thank you to each and every one of you. So spread the word about AFR Talk. Also about that app. All of your friends across the country, your family, they can listen. They don't have to be in a place where there's a station. So that's the part I wanted to communicate. AFR Talk is the name of the little thing that you download. Okay, proclaiming God's faithfulness, American Family Radio. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.